We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:46, 14 till 7 Thursday morning. You know what that means? We're talking to Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Man, I am doing great. Those crawfish prices have been coming down a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that.
For a crawfish boil.
Yeah, tell me what's going on with those.
Well, you know, as we're now a little further away from Easter, you can see them there in the New Orleans area. You got Michael Seafood at $2.39, Captain Jonathan's at $2.39. Rouse's $2.46, so you can find them. Winn-Dixie $2.46, so anywhere from like $2.33 to $2.46 a pound. So that's nice, and they're getting nicer. They're getting bigger, and so that's really good. And so if you haven't had any, if you've been waiting, you need to go ahead. You need to go ahead because I do hear that at Jazz Fest there's gonna be a lot of crawfish. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gonna have a great time at Jazz Fest.
You know, somebody texted in, Mike, about a couple of texts, actually, about these oak trees that we were talking about last week. And I got two oak trees in front of mine. So I was looking at the top of them, and they're fine. There's basically a couple of texts asked about, can you determine a health or not of an oak tree by looking at the top of it?
You really have to look at the whole oak tree, especially, you know, whether it's a live oak or a water oak. And with the water oaks, you really got to really look at it very, very, very hard to make sure it doesn't have any cracks or dead spots. Most of your live oaks, it's not a pine tree. You look at the top, if it's dead, it's dead. An oak tree is a lot more resilient. You know, we have lost some of the oak trees due to the drought, and that's a surprising thing to lose an oak tree. But if they're brown and dead, you really need to get an arborist out there to check that tree out. Especially these big water oaks, as we say, 30 years living, growing, 30 years dying, and they will break easily. And now is the time, you know, as we go into hurricane preparedness week and then hurricane season, which starts June the 1st, now is the time to get that licensed, insured arborist out there to take a look. If your tree needs some help and some work, they can help you with that. And if things need to be trimmed, they can help you do that as well. So you really need to get somebody out to look at those oak trees. But if it's dead and you see all, you know, you go out there right now and all the leaves are brown and dead, there's no new growth on it. And especially if you see voids or defects or holes or, you know, where you see the limb cracking away, you need to get somebody out there. But now is the time. Don't wait till we get into hurricane season, because there's so many dead trees, mostly pine trees and others from the drought. But now it's time to get somebody out while you can. They can choose the day and the weather day and get this taken care of before hurricane season starts. And you want to see a copy of their license and their insurance when they come out and get a written estimate.
Yeah, I don't mean to drag into this, but I had a conversation with somebody from a think tank about the importance of licensing and so forth. And I think, you know, I was talking about arborists and specifically, and they were saying, well, if the tree falls, then they can go to court or whatever. And it just seems to me like that a little bit late for that at that point. You want to make sure that you do, first of all, to save the tree. Secondly, to save your house, you want to make sure you're doing business with people that know what they're talking about, right?
Absolutely. There's a general push by these think tanks to eliminate licenses. And as you heard, and I did hear that segment where they're saying, you know, this year they're going after the florist license, next year after the arborist license. You know, these licenses are there for a reason, you know, and specifically, you know, we're talking about, you know, the florists, they want to be licensed and they're fighting that battle today. But the arborists, you know, we're out there to make sure that quality work is done, but also that you don't have unlicensed people to take advantage of people. You know, someone, they cut that limb on that big oak tree or even, you know, bigger, take a tree down next to your house and that tree falls through your house. So the goal is to prevent that, but also to make sure you have good work done. You know, there's science and techniques of how to cut these trees, where you make that cut, how to keep that tree healthy. And so that's why, you know, we're there always trying to make sure that only licensed, insured professionals are doing arborist work, because that, you know, your home is your biggest investment, and it needs to be done properly. And it's health reason, safety reason. You know, these people have to carry, you know, workman's comp, and they have to carry liability insurance, and they have to do the job right, because if not, you know, the worst case scenario, they go and they, you know, drop that tree through your house, or they do a poor job and the tree dies, or even worse, the ones that go and take advantage of people, you know, you get a deposit and never come back.
Or somebody gets killed, right?
Or somebody gets killed, yes. And then what happens?
Mike.
And then what happens?
Yeah,
on
then,
your property.
Well, and then some of these think tanks, they also want to do, and I don't want to mean to drag you in, I don't mean to drag you in a political conversation here, but then they talk about doing away with or doing all kind of tort reform and everything, and I'm thinking, well, so now you're telling me the guy can drop the tree on your house, but then you're going to limit my right to sue him as well? I don't understand any of this stuff at all.
I think you're going to see a tremendous disruption in commerce. You know, as Commissioner of Agriculture, we're the largest regulatory agency in the state. We regulate everything in commerce, and our job is to protect the health and the safety of the citizens, but also for the orderly conduction of commerce. And then, so you get rid of all these rules, you know, the rules of weights and measures in commerce are the oldest rules in antiquity, and you put commerce into chaos. Number one, it hurts your economy, but number two, and what do they say? Well, then you just go ahead and file suit. Well, you're going to flood the courts
exactly. For
all these different issues due to improper things going on, you know, in that realm.
Sometimes there's a reason for doing stuff. So, you know, this is anecdotal, but a good friend of mine told me that one of their friends had some trees that they agreed to get cut down, and the contractor into the job said, you know what, I underbid this, I don't have the equipment to do it safely, gave him the money back, and then said, you got to get somebody else, which I think is an honorable thing to do.
Yes, that would be good. But the worst case, you know, they get the job done, said, I know it, I told you it would be $800, but it's $2,000.
Yeah.
Here's your bill.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's right.
All right, Mike, Let's take a break. We'll talk about happy stuff when we come back. Got some more questions about beekeeping here. Is it too late to start that? Is there an ideal time to start beekeeping? I know on Strain Farms, Mike's got a beekeeping enterprise. More when we come back. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 653, 7 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:58, 2 till 7. Just a couple of minutes left with Mike Strain. Commissioner of Agriculture spends every Thursday morning with us. Mike, we might have to table a bee discussion because I saw two texts that came in before them. One of them was about buck moths hurting oak trees. Thoughts?
Well, what I would do, again, I would contact either an arborist or someone like from the LSU Ag Center. Get a specialist out there to take a look at that. Anytime you have any type of moth or invasive species, that's what I would do, because you want to make sure that you do, if you're going to use a chemical, whatever, that is the right one. So I'm not an expert on those buck moths, but I would get somebody to come out and take a look at that tree.
Do we see them twice a year, do I think? Maybe. I think I remember seeing green caterpillars at one time and then brown fuzzy ones, or maybe it's the same caterpillar. I don't know.
I don't know that it's the same caterpillar, but if you start to see a lot of disease on an oak tree, then you got to worry about the oak tree itself or any other tree. You know, what is going on? Why, you know, you start seeing problems with those trees?
It all comes down to getting a licensed arborist, doesn't it?
Yeah, licensed arborists or another expert in that field. You know, you can look these people up to make sure you get someone that knows what they're doing.
Go get some sugarcane. What are we going to add? Some sugarcane. Go get some crawfish. What are we going to see on crawfish tails this week?
Well, on crawfish tails, we right now, we still, the latest one is the, one that we did at the Myrtles at the restaurant there.
That was
and
featured
then in
the
a couple of weeks. Yeah, we do one about every 3 weeks.
And it was featured so we'll in the newsletter.
We have two more scheduled.
Newsletter as well, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Back in a flash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.